Edway to Chandra Jai, Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaurabhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaurabhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaurabhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Just a second. So, we're coming up to Gopanima, the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya. So let us read some verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita regarding Lord Chaitanya and his appearance. We will read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 13. Text 4, discussing the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Anarpita chiram charim chirat karunaya vatirna kalo samarpaitum unotvala rasam swabhakti shriyam hari purata sundarat yuti kadamba sandipita Sadaridaya Kandare Spurato Va Sachi Nandana. Translation. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. So this is a very important verse about the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. And I'm going to read a couple more verses. Just give me a second here. Yateshta vihari Krishna kare antar dana. Antar dana kare mane kare anumana. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes when he appears within this world, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus. Chirakala nahi kari prema bhakti dana. Bhakti vina jagatira nahi avastana. For a long time I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. Sakala jagate more kare vidi bhakti vidi bhakti vraja bhava paite nahi shakti. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Vrajabhumi. So this is the Lord speaking just before he appeared 500 years ago, or actually just after he returned to Goloka Vrindavan 5,000 years ago, thinking of the need to appear in this Kali Yuga. Yuga Dharma Pravar Taibu Nama Sankirtana Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachamo Bhuvana. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. Apani Karimu Bhakta Bhava Angikare Apani Achari Bhakti Shikaimu Sabare. I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. Apane Nakayali Dharma Shikana Nayaya Eta Siddhanta Gita Bhagavate Gaya. Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. This conclusion is indeed confirmed throughout the Gita and Bhagavatam. So anyway, 5,000 years ago, when Lord Krishna had just returned to Goloka Vrindavan, having performed his pastimes here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, in Mathura Dham, in Dwarka Dham. So he returned, and there, back in Goloka Vrindavan, the Lord was thinking that I have to give the people, particularly the people in Kali Yuga, I have to give the people the opportunity to realize, to experience and enter into the highest levels of pure devotional service. Devotional service following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Because that devotional service of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, that is called spontaneous devotional service. They're serving Krishna just out of love, not because they think that he is God, and it is our duty to serve him because he is God, and because he is so great, then we have to offer our respects and render some service. In Vrindavan Dham, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they simply love Krishna. Some love him as their friend. He's just their best friend. Some love him as if he were their child. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, and then their different relatives of the same age, like uncles and aunts, and then even the others the same age. They're all in that parental mood. They're all in that parental mood. And they love Krishna just like he's one of the children. But a very special child. Most lovable. You hear that? This is Sikalik engineering. They're going to come out with it looking. Let's see what it looks like. Here it comes. It took three of them. Each one has a university degree in microphone management. Let's see if it works. So yes, there in Vrindavan, everyone loves Krishna. And they don't really care who he is. But he's just lovable. And that love is so powerful. That love is so powerful that they can control Krishna. Mother Yashoda tells Krishna, Krishna, go get your father's shoes. And he goes to get them. Yes, Mata. He gets them and brings them on his head. These types of things are happening in Vrindavan. You may have heard one time Upananda is one of Nanda Maharaj's brothers. He called a meeting in Vrindavan. He called a meeting. And everyone gathered. And Upananda said, my dear Brijbasis, I have something extremely important to tell you. That our Krishna is not just one of the little village boys. He's not even one of the special village boys, but he is a very extraordinary person. He is a very great person. He is the absolute truth. He is the absolute pure. He is the supreme, powerful. So he told the Brijbasis, so Nanda Maharaj, you have to stop disciplining Krishna. And Mother Yashoda, you have to stop waving your stick at him and wagging your finger at him and tying him up. You can't do that. Because he's very great. He's very powerful. He is the supreme pure. And Nanda Maharaj himself, Krishna's father, he interrupted Upananda and said, wait a minute. How can you say that? How can you say that this boy, Krishna, is the supreme truth? I must tell you something about this boy. You know what he is? He is not the supreme truth. He is a liar. If you ask him, did you steal the butter? He says, no, it wasn't me. Did you steal the clothes of the gopis? No, of course, never. He's just a liar. So you can't say he's the supreme truth. And you say he's the supreme powerful. But whenever there's a storm at night, he comes running into my bedroom and jumps into my bed. Peter, Papa, I'm frightened, protect me. So you can't say he's the supreme powerful. And you say he's the supreme pure. Huh, this boy. We bathe him, dress him in clean clothes, and so on. He goes outside. Within 10 minutes, he's rolling in the dust. He's all dirty. We have to bring him in and wash him again. So how can you say he's the supreme pure? He is just my son. And if he does any nonsense, I will discipline him. This is the type of perspective of the bridge busses on the basis of love. Their love for Krishna in the particular different moods, the mood of a friend, the mood of a parent, a conjugal lover, particularly these moods, their love in those moods is so strong, it obscures the fact that Krishna is very great and grand and powerful. And that is the most amazing thing. That love is so powerful. That love is so wonderful. There's nothing like it. So when Lord Krishna returned to Goloka Vrindavan 5,000 years ago, he was thinking about this. That previously, people worshipped me as God, as the greatest, the most powerful, and they would all bow down in front of me and offer prayers glorifying me. But it is not so nice as playing with my friends and having different intimate loving exchanges. Krishna was thinking like this as we read. And then Krishna thought, I have to give this. I have to give this to the people in the material world. So he chose, as a time to come, he chose Kali Yuga. Of course, we know Kali Yuga is not nice. Actually, Kali Yuga in many ways is horrible, ghastly. It's just terrible. And the people, they're so confused, bewildered, struggling, and in many cases very unhappy. They've lost their intelligence. Just look at them. In America, they're thinking of making Mr. Trump the president. They must have lost their intelligence. It has to be. How could he be taken seriously? But it's Kali Yuga. It's Kali Yuga. So it's very amazing that thing which Krishna didn't give in the other ages, when the people were more pious, more pure, more self-controlled, more spiritually minded. That thing which Krishna did not give to those people But he chose in Kali Yuga, he chose to give that to the people of Kali Yuga. It's really almost paradoxical, actually, that, like, inconceivable. But it just shows the mercy of the Lord. The Lord is so merciful that sometimes he gives the greatest thing to someone who really doesn't deserve it, just out of his kindness. So this is Lord Chaitanya in the Kali Yuga. So kind, so merciful, even to people who are in very pathetic conditions, like Jagai and Mada. You must have heard of them. In Sikal Lake, I don't know if you have people on the level of Jagai and Mada. You've got some people who are trying very hard to be as degraded as possible. But to compete with Jagai and Mada, it is beyond practically everyone, because they were so totally degraded. But Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they're so kind when they appeared in this Kali Yuga that not only did they deliver them from all their bad karma and sinful reactions and just their whole fallen position and condition, not only did they deliver them, but they gave them Krishna Prema. It's just inconceivable. And therefore, the Bhagavatam explains that in the heavenly planets, many people today, on the 17th of March, 2016, on this day, in the heavenly planets, people are praying to take birth on this planet in Kali Yuga. They're praying because to achieve love for Krishna is so very, very easy, because Lord Chaitanya is so very, very merciful. So they're praying to take birth and get this opportunity. You know, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna himself, they appear once in the day of Brahma in their original forms. In a day of Brahma, there are 14 manus. In each manu, lifetime of a manu, there are 72 cycles of the four yugas. Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya appear once. Lord Krishna appears in one Dwarpa Yuga, and Lord Chaitanya appears in the Kali Yuga immediately afterwards. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharyad Brahmano Vidu, that in the day of Brahma there are 1,000 cycles of the four yugas. In one of those cycles, in the Dwarpa Yuga, Krishna appears. Then in the Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya appears. Otherwise, they're all incarnations of Vishnu, different forms of Vishnu, and not Krishna in his original form, or Lord Chaitanya in his original form. And it's only at that time, at least when Lord Chaitanya appears, that he gives mercy like this. So we're very fortunate here in Sikar Lake to get that mercy, to have the opportunity to get that mercy. And now we've got this opportunity. Now we should make the most of it. How does one get that special mercy? What should you do in order to get that special, special mercy from Lord Chaitanya? One of the verses we read, it said, he gives that mercy through the Naam Sankirtan movement. Through when the devotees go out in public, in a group, congregationally, giving the chanting of the holy names. When devotees do that, when Lord Chaitanya sees the devotees doing that, then Lord Chaitanya feels, let me just give them that special mercy. So Lord Chaitanya is very special like that. Very, very special. And we as his humble servants, we should make the most of that and try to spread the Sankirtan movement here in Sikar Lake. Do you ever go on Harinam in Sikar Lake? Not so often?
We don't at all.
We don't at all. You know, it's nice to gather together and have kirtan. It's very nice. But we should also make the effort to take it out. When Lord Chaitanya sees we're taking it out to give it to the people, then Lord Chaitanya, it really touches his heart that look at these devotees. See how they're making this effort to give the chanting to others. So, you know what I'll do? Next time when I come here, I will check. Is it okay? I will check to see if you've been out or how many times you've been out. Yeah. So Lord Chaitanya, this is the thing about Lord Chaitanya. Whereas Lord Krishna is very sweet, Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. Madhurya, that is the mood of Krishna, sweetness, and Audarya, that's the mood of Lord Chaitanya, generosity, generosity and mercy. So let's try. Let's try here in Sikar Lake. Particularly now, Lord Chaitanya's appearance day is coming. Let's see if we can take it out and give it to the people around here. It would be very nice. And then Lord Chaitanya will give you some special mercy. When, you know, Lord Chaitanya, when he came, it was the full moon night. But there was an eclipse. Yes. The whole place was thrown into darkness because of the eclipse. And you know what happened? Lord Chaitanya, he's known as Gaura Chandra, the golden moon. Golden moon-like personality. Gaura Chandra. The moon, the ordinary moon in the sky, is silver. And the understanding given is that when Lord Chaitanya, the golden moon, was about to appear, then that silver moon, the normal silver moon in the sky, and it was the full moon night, he felt very embarrassed. You know, if I'm there in the sky, silvery, And Gaura Chandra, the golden moon of Lord Chaitanya, is there. I'm going to look cheap, tinny. What is the price of gold compared to the price of silver? You must know. You know what it is? There's a huge difference. There's a massive difference. Massive difference. Yeah. So that silver moon, he hid his face out of embarrassment when he knew that the golden moon of Lord Chaitanya was going to appear. And therefore there was the eclipse. And during the eclipse, the tradition was in India, all the people would go into a sacred river or lake or pond, some sacred water. They go in through the whole eclipse and they would simply chant the holy names, even the Muslims. They'd come and they just chant and chant in some sacred body of water during the eclipse. So when Lord Chaitanya appeared and the eclipse was on, this is what happened. Everyone was chanting and then Lord Chaitanya appeared. In this way, he had his Sankirtan movement begin before or just as he appeared. And in that way he showed, this is the process. And when he was just a small child, you know what children are like? Sometimes they laugh, sometimes they cry. Sometimes they cry more than they laugh. So Lord Chaitanya, as a little child, sometimes he would cry and cry and cry. And they tried all the tricks that mothers know. You know, bounce them up and down. Say different, you know, kitschy, kitschy, coo. Say all these motherly things to try to pacify the child, embrace the child, smile at the child. Lord Chaitanya would not stop crying. For hours, they couldn't believe it. They didn't know what to do. Then one of the ladies, in frustration, she said, "Oh, Krishna!" And little Lord Chaitanya stopped crying. And it was like, wow, what happened? Have we discovered something here? But then he started crying again. And after a minute or two, someone said, "Hare Krishna!" And he stopped. And then they understood, this is it. This is the key. So it became like a game. He would cry and cry. They'd go, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." He'd stop. And then he'd cry again and, "Hare Krishna." He'd stop. So it was just going back and forward. So you see, like this. Again, Lord Chaitanya was showing, this is my movement. This is my process. The chanting of the holy names. Yeah. So in many different situations, Lord Chaitanya taught. He taught that the process was to chant. One time when Lord Chaitanya was very small, he's just crawling around in the yard and the ladies were there talking. Suddenly, a big cobra came. Big snake. And Lord Chaitanya, little Nimai, they called him Nimai. He was born under a neem tree. Little Nimai, Lord Chaitanya, said, "Mata, look, nice snake." And he went running towards this cobra. And the cobra rose up. And Mother Sachi, his mother, just grabbed him away and took him away inside. And all the ladies gathered inside. Oh, that was close. That was very dangerous. And then they settled down a bit and they started talking and talking. And they lost sight of little Nimai. And suddenly they realized, he's gone. Where is he? He's outside. And they went running out, and there was little Nimai holding the snake, the cobra. And the cobra's face was right in front of him. And he's holding the cobra. And little Nimai said, "Mata, look, nice snake. He's my friend." And they were all just fainting and panicking. But they couldn't do anything. They couldn't approach because it was too dangerous. Then that big cobra, he coiled up on the ground. And little Nimai lay on the coils. And over his head, the cobra was just, you know, sort of moving like this. And someone said, "He looks just like Mahavishnu on Anantashesh." And little did they know, that was Anantashesh who had come to visit his Lord. So Lord Chaitanya, there are many amazing pastimes when he was a child. Let me just close by telling you one other little pastime when he was a child. That Lord Chaitanya, now he's just begun going to school, 5 years old. Just started going to school. And one day he came home with, his friends. They found a whole lot of little puppies, puppy dogs, just newly born. The mother was somewhere else. And Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, he picked up this beautiful little puppy and brought the puppy home and said, "Mata, look at this. I've got a puppy." And Mother Sachi said, "Oh no, get that animal out." Because you know, in Vedic civilization, they don't let animals in the house. Because animals are dirty. And Nimai said, "No, he's my puppy. I'm not taking him anywhere. He's going to be in here with me." And Mother Sachi couldn't do anything. So every day he'd go to school, the puppy would stay home and wander around the house and make messes. And oh, it wasn't so good. And Lord Chaitanya would come and cuddle him in the evening. One day it got too much for Mother Sachi. When Lord Chaitanya, when Nimai was at school, she caught the dog and took it away right to the other side of town. You know, like here we are in Sikau Lake. Like she took the puppy down to Isipingo at the other end. Spingo. Yeah. And just left the puppy there. And Nimai got back from school. "Mata, where's my puppy? Where's he gone? Where is he?" And Mother Suchi said, "Puppy, I don't know. He's your puppy. You've got to look after him. How do I know where he is?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "You took him away. You took him away. You took him away." And he got really upset. But that puppy down there in Isipingo, or the other end of Navadweep, which was a city in those days, right at the other end, that puppy started manifesting Krishna Prema. The puppy would stand on his rear legs and hold his front legs up, and he would chant, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." And he would sing and chant and dance and cry out, and tears would pour from his eyes, and he would roll on the ground and just scream in ecstasy, "Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda." And it was incredible. And people would just gather around and just watch this dog just completely in another world chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And no one could believe it. Hundreds of people would come. One day, just a few days later, one day, in the middle of, you know, it's like a one dog kirtan. Everyone else is just watching. In the middle of it, the dog in ecstasy left his body. He died. And when he died, everyone saw. People came from Goloka Vrindavan. They took him back to Goloka Vrindavan, the dog. So this is the movement of Lord Chaitanya. This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He delivered Jagai and Madai. He delivered a puppy dog. Transformed the puppy dog into a God-intoxicated person. This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So, if we really take up the mission of Lord Chaitanya here in Sikau Lake, we can transform Sikau Lake. Really? You can, if you find any sea cows, you can transform them too. But at least transform the humans. There's many nice people around Sea Cow Lake. Many. But in our movement, you know what we do? We don't wait for people to come to us. We go out to the people. Srila Prabhupada said to the American devotees, "I did not wait for you to invite me. I just came." That's what Srila Prabhupada did. So that should be our mood. We should try at least to extend ourselves a little bit and try and give it to the people. And if we do that, then we'll see so many people, their lives will be touched. They will transform. And before you know it, if you really get into it, in a little while, this hall will be too small for our Namahata program. It will be too small. We're waiting for that day. So there you go, devotees. This is the movement of Lord Chaitanya. So let's embrace it ourselves and try and give it to others. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
And you know what mantra we chant for Lord Chaitanya? You know? Listen to this. Well, chant after me. Gauranga!
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 Thank you, Hare Krishna.
He's on the Srila Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj ki. Maharaj, on behalf of Dilraj Prabhu, the Sikh our late Namahata devotees, we would like to thank you for always coming out to our Namahata programs and supporting us in all that we are doing. We are actually trying, but we will go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books and have Harinam in Sikh Outlet. So thank you for your mercy, thank you for your instructions, and we really hold that dear to our heart. Devotees, before we do end the program with Guru Puja, to celebrate Lord Chaitanya's birthday, we have a cake made by Mother Vrindavani. So Maharaj, can we have you on that side, please? To honor the cake on behalf. So we'll have some kirtan now, and then once that is done, we will all do Guru Puja for His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada.